Tell me about your duties.
Oh, dear. I came in as a bench technician. And that meant that you kind of sometimes you got just a black box schematic, mm-hmm. and then you had to run around and hit up an engineer to help you fill it in, because depending on what the person's education were, there weren't too many engineers, as I recall.
Right.
That was my feeling. Mm-hmm. So you had to do a lot of networking. Not because anyone would get on your case if you didn't. It was because you felt you wanted to do what they were asking you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you networked your way around and moved from one person to the other and say, do you think this looks okay? You know, you did the same thing with the, if you wanted some hand drilling, you could do at a bench, but you couldn't necessarily punch large holes there. And I'm sure, now thinking back, the noise even from hand drills must have been unbearable for people mm-hmm. trying to concentrate. But so you kind of went from basic idea, and then you build, I suppose, in this day, what you would consider a breadboard.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes these breadboards would fly. You know, that was as much as you wouldn't get to redo it. So there were many. And what was another nice thing was that no one ever spoke down to you, which is, to me, you know, I mean, I didn't realize that people did this until later on in my life. But didn't matter who you did. Loomis was the head of the, I mean, he would come in and chat with you as you know, everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
There was never any line between, well, you went to Harvard and you went to this, so you went. You never had any of that. They just didn't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Below me, if you'll pardon the expression.
Sure. What about how much did you understand about how the breadboards you were preparing were going to be used, and how much did you learn about radar technology?
The toll system.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the overall picture you had eventually, to begin with, you just had pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a marvelous older gentleman that was a technician, and you know, he saved my life many times.
Yeah.
And there was one engineer that I must say was, you know, so often, you know, would help me. Because if you asked a theoretical person,
mm-hmm.
Engineering question, you know, they didn't have